You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Who doesn't? Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. We are kicking off hour number two, act two, as I like to call it. If you're just joining us, oh man, did you miss out on an hour of incredible radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Season 50, a historic season, just ended Saturday night, and so that's what we're asking. We've had a lot of great answers. We still got some on the text line. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
Oh, I have a favorite moment on Saturday Night.
Oh, you can share that too.
Bruno Mars hosted and sang, and they did a skit about Pandora, where Pandora was down, so he had to sing all the requests, and he was brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes,
I like him too. He did a great Super Bowl show a few years ago.
Yeah.
His was one of the better ones, I thought.
Yeah,
he's really fun. He's got like a half Michael Jackson, half John Mayer. I don't know. Is he hip hop?
He's a blend of many things.
Conrad, what is Bruno Mars to you?
I would say he's more pop, I feel like.
He defies classification.
But he like,
there you go.
He dances and stuff, right? Yeah. Like he does all that.
You know, he got his start playing like a little Elvis in Vegas in a Nick Cage movie.
What was the one where they jump out of the plane? The Elvises jump out of the plane with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Oh, what was that called? That's a great movie. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was a really fun movie.
I think that's the one. And he played the little Elvis.
I always forget about that movie. That was a really fun Nick Cage movie. Joe on the text says, he's in the 715, he says, Bill Hader.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Bill Hader's great.
Mm-hmm.
When he does Shepard Smith, very funny.
Oh, and the... yeah.
What is that?
The person at the desk on Weekend Update who has all the update, all the places where you need to go. When you're in New York City...
I don't think I know that.
You have to go to Gang Bang Shang-A-Lang. They have the best...
Kristen, can we say Gang Bang Shang-A-Lang on this show?
It's the name of a club in New York City.
What are you talking
about?
It's an actual place? Oh,
it is at the moment.
It's on
a great
us
name.
Now, you know?
I would imagine there'd be a line around the door, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it is great to have you with us, folks. Kristen Lierley is here. Steve Seagrin coming up at 7:35. You got our question. Let us know what you're thinking. It's always more fun when you guys participate. We'll read some stream comments soon. We're going to give Kristen a quiz.
I'm ready.
About Northeast Wisconsin. She is kind of, you spent your whole life here mostly, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up here, and then I went to the University of Minnesota for college, and then I was in Georgia, and kind of all over the place.
What's in Georgia?
The University of Georgia. I did an exchange program there. I'm a dog.
Wait a minute.
Sick'em.
I always think of an exchange program as like foreign exchange. We have exchange programs within our
Georgia?
Own state. I was like, the one by Russia, or what? What?
No.
Hey, let's talk about, you just came from a conference, an OBGYN conference.
Our big national OBGYN conference.
What's
was
that
in
like?
Minneapolis.
I mean, I'm like, do OBGYNs get crazy when they all get together, or do they swap horror stories, or you wouldn't believe there's one woman? You know, like, is it inside stuff?
It's not what you think it would be. But it definitely defies boundaries.
What do
boundaries.
I think it would be? Conrad, what comes to your mind when you think OBGYN conference? Do you guys
all
sit in stirrups and like shout and like pass drinks around? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, no.
What would we think it is? Or what is it? How much fun do you have there?
Well, I'll give you an example. So it's a big meeting. There are 63,000 OBGYNs who are part of this organization.
Oh, my gosh.
So they don't all come to the conference.
Yeah.
But it's a big, like the whole convention center is full. So they've got all these vendors all over the place, and they're, you know, telling us about their cool stuff. And one of my favorite things, this wasn't this year, but at a past meeting, they had a lube bar, because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So they had a lube bar so you could go sample lubes.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the lube bar, they had a giant vulva made of roses.
Oh, that's pretty.
Those are my people.
Wow. That's very celebrating the whole process, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's our process.
It's giving birth. It's a big deal. Was there like, when it came to the lubes, was there like a jar of Crisco on one end?
Mm-mm, just
in, not if recommended. You're in a pinch?
No. If you're in a pinch, go like almond oil. In a real pinch, you could do olive oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah. I recommend a water-based lube, though, if you're actually going to buy one.
But when you say lube, and I have to be careful how I choose my words here, but what do you need that to give birth, the woman?
No, it's for sex. Well, you could use it for giving birth. Most people don't. You know, sometimes you need a little extra, you know, slipperiness.
Okay, so, but you're an OBGYN. Mm-hmm. What gives you the right to tell me how to have sex? No, I'm just kidding. Like, so that's, I just thought that was for like an appointment you use lube or something. I didn't realize it was strictly sexually based or something like that.
We actually use different lube in the office. We always put it on the speculum, which is the instrument that we put inside the vagina so that we can see inside. So that's a different kind of lube because it's not, it can't handle
it doesn't
friction.
Get your motor running?
It can't handle friction.
Oh.
You need something really slippery if you're using it for sex. And you also have to be careful because you don't want, if you're using a toy that is silicone-based, you don't want to use a lube that is silicone-based, which is why I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing? I think he's smitten. So you're saying for sex, or let me ask you this, should I use an avocado oil because it's healthier than an olive oil when I have sex?
You know, avocado oil is one that I've not recommended in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding, obviously. Like, you eat avocado oil, right?
You eat olive oil and you could use that.
Yeah. Wow. Is that just like, is that like an impulse?
I mean, you can eat what you want, Pete.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you have, is that something like you forget? Oh, honey, I forgot to get lube at the store. Do we have any olive oil?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
but that's, people wouldn't like try to use, they wouldn't consciously choose to use olive oil, would they?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Some people are very sensitive to artificial products. Ah. So they want to use something that's very natural. Coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut. You know, the coconut.
Yeah, the paste. It's like it's a weird, yeah.
We're like pawing into the coconut paste right now.
I'm almost ready, honey. All right. So, well, I mean, as long as we're on the topic and this is Nightlight, we are on later. I've been told we can push the envelope a little bit. But is there a good lubricant that's non-food related that people could use?
Yeah, there's slippery stuff. Yeah. There's,
but I mean, you can you name, like, what is it? Is this like Astroglide stuff or what is that? Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Well.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
It's a very proud moment for me on the show. Just told everyone what kind of a, you know, it's an impulse buy. Like we talked about last year in the aisle. So, well, you never know. Could happen. I'll take this, you know.
You never know.
You got to have some ready.
When you're standing there and you're looking at all the different options and you're like, I don't know.
Where do I start?
To choose from.
Right.
You know, pick one.
So this was all at the conference. This was all at the conference. where Conrad's pointing at something. This is all stuff that's at the conference. Like, they have lubes out. Like, I would think you guys would already know about all that stuff. So what's with the presentation?
Well, there are different kinds, and we know about some of them, but it's nice to learn about new things.
Yeah.
They've got vibrators. They've got soothies, like ice packs for women who are breastfeeding.
Oh.
So you put them in your bra and they make your breast feel more comfortable, or your bottom. They have them for that too.
Yeah.
And then they had cool stuff like AI in medicine and how you can use AI to be more efficient and more accurate when you're doing your documentation with your patients.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I thought you meant for like dating purposes. I don't think I would ever date an AI.
That's a whole other thing.
I know.
Using AI to pick your partner.
Oh,
or
really?
Date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be huge. I think that's going to be the wave of the future.
I'm worried about that.
Me too, because it's strange. We have a texter that says, wants to get in on this conversation, and thank goodness. Brian from Milwaukee says, was trying to enjoy a nice big bowl of popcorn during your entertainment show until lube came into play.
Don't put it on your popcorn, Brian.
He says, or playing with lube. He changed the way he said that. And I got what you did there, Brian. Thank you. So, all right.
Although you can also pop your popcorn in olive oil if you want to. Generally not recommended, though.
I've heard popping one's popcorn could be seen as an aphrodisiac. Does that happen? People just hear that popcorn in the microwave and all of a sudden, next thing you know.
I feel like we're learning a lot about you right now, Pete.
I don't know what happened. I started popping popcorn. Next thing you know, I'm throwing myself at the screen door. What is happening? No, I make jokes, but I do not divulge 1 ounce of personal information on this show. Right, Conrad? You don't even think you know me, do you?
I thought I did, but I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth every show, you know?
Schwabe is just his showbiz name.
I got a new I got a new promo every time in the show, just from something new that I learned from him.
You're going to pull a whole library from this show. Whenever Kristen's here, something's going on. All right, so we have as much as I'd like to talk about my habits, I would like to give Dr. Kristen Lyerly a quiz about Northeast Wisconsin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? Oh, look at that. That gets me aroused for some reason. I don't even know what.
Does it?
Isn't that weird? Like, maybe I have a game show fetish.
Maybe you do. Wow.
All right.
Wink Martindale. Ciao.
A nice pull. Wink Martindale. And a triple. All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. She's all about the medicine and the community, and it's great. If you have not checked out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, check it out here on WISS on Saturdays, correct?
Saturday and Sunday at 3, and of course, the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app, which everyone, I think all of our listeners probably have that by now, don't you think, Conrad?
I hope so.
Yeah. I love it's the a great Civic app. Media app.
Very easy to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that every night, but it's true. All right, so here are our Northeast Wisconsin questions for our guest in studio, Dr. Mm-hmm. Kristen Lyerly. What is the oldest city in Wisconsin? That's not Northeast Wisconsin. That's like the whole state. We can't expect her to know this kind of stuff.
It's Green Bay.
She went to medical school. That doesn't mean she...
Oh. She got it right.
I do have multiple choices.
Wait, is it really? Is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hit that thing again, Conrad.
You know, Milwaukee just used to be little. Like, Racine used to be bigger than Milwaukee.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit. Mm-hmm. What kind of monkey business that is. All right. Number two, what was originally the name of Green Bay? Was it A, the Bay City?
I think it was the Bay of Stinking Waters.
Get out of here.
And I'm from Kakana. I know stinking waters.
It's actually...
The French translation?
Yes. So that's... Yeah. I don't know how to say that in French, but that's what it means.
La baie
de pew. Yes.
La baie de eau toilet water.
La baie de pew.
All right. She's 2 for 2. Mm-hmm. You're crushing it. Number three. What river runs through Green Bay? A, the Milwaukee. B, the Marinette. C, the Fox River. D, the Peach Cobbler River.
That'd be the Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 3 for 3. Do you know what Peach mm-hmm. Cobbler refers to?
No.
That's what a girl in college thought my name was.
Oh.
So it's like a running joke we have here. Peach Cobbler. We're trying to get them to put a gelato flavor next door. All right. So now you know.
That.
Number four. What French explorer discovered Green Bay? Was it A, Jean Nicolet? I said that.
Nicolet?
Very American. B, Curly Lambeau. C, Sir Peachwaba III. No relation. Mm. D, Conrad the Great Krieger. Can you tell who wrote these questions?
Yeah, C and D are great options.
Yeah.
B, he's a Walloon Belgian. So I'm going to go with A, Jean Nicolet.
I am really in over my head. I can't believe how you broke that down. That was really impressive.
I had a process of elimination.
That was really, really. What's your IQ?
It's at least 100.
I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you a personal question. How much do you make a year? Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. We'll have more with Kristen. She's going to finish our quiz right after this. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You are getting two hosts for the price of one, folks. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, and joining me is my fellow Civic Media host and host here on WGBW and WISS of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Hey-ho.
Hey-ho. You're staying for the whole hour. This is so great. You can stay as long as you want. My buddy Steve is on, and I said, I kind of sold this show like this is the first time you and Steve have ever been on the same show.
Oh.
It's the first, right?
Yeah.
Conrad, we're making Nightlight history yet again.
I think we do. We make history every night.
Just about every night. Yeah. That was the first time we've ever talked about lubricants.
Yes.
With any degree of, yep. We did kind of a deep dive there.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even change my own oil, so I wouldn't know anything. All right. Dr. Lyerly is in the middle of taking our quiz, our Northeast Wisconsin quiz. She is 5 for 5, correct?
4 for 4.
No, we did.
We didn't do 5.
Yes. Yeah, 4 for 4.
Wait, wait. Where's the stinky? Oh,
I'm
you
looking
stinking
forward
waters.
To 5.
No, it was. So we just did the Fox River one.
Okay. No, we did the French French
you're
Explorer.
Getting, the stinking water thing is
in there
tripping
twice.
You up.
That's mm-hmm. why I was, okay. All right, so she's 4 for 4.
Uh-huh.
All right, yep. Is she ready?
She's
oh, yeah.
Ready.
You got the dinger ready?
Yep.
Number 5, besides Tinseltown, what is another nickname? Nick is capped there. So
I was typing fast, all right?
Well, besides Titletown, what is another nickname for Green Bay? A, stinking water city. B, the toilet paper capital of the world. C, the drunkest city on earth. D, the brat capital of the Midwest.
Isn't Madison the brat, Sheboygan the brat capital of the Midwest?
I don't know, but I
the drunkest
all
city
four
in
of those
the
seem
country
like they could be.
Is Green Bay.
Is that true?
Yes.
I know it's in Wisconsin. I didn't know it was actually Green Bay.
Well, that's like 2017 data.
We've really gotten it together since then.
I think like 8 of the 10 drunkest cities are in Wisconsin.
And if you notice, when you look at those studies, they put two cities together sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like La Crosse-Omro. It's like, yeah, wait, actually we have like 16 of the top 10, you know. All right.
Okay,
so,
wait. I have to tell you a funny story.
Oh,
and
please.
It's related to the answer.
Okay.
My mom used to work at Paper Converting and in Ashwaubenon. And this is a company that makes like machines that convert paper into toilet paper. And they would test the machines out and then they'd get to take home like the flawed products.
Oh, nice.
So she would come home with giant garbage bags full of toilet paper, which we thought was normal. And when I was in college, I would just take it to my friends and I'd be like the toilet paper fairy. So of course we are the toilet paper capital of the world.
Wow. Another way to decipher. You talked yourself into that one with your own personal experience.
Do you know why else? Because in Green Bay, we were the first to figure out how to make toilet paper without splinters.
Oh, dear.
That is true story.
Wow.
I know. We're back to lube.
Of course. That's incredible. Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. And, Annie from Watertown, she's in the 920. She says, when is the doctor's show on? Caps all in when? Listen, Annie, I don't like your attitude one bit, but we did say her show is on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. here on WGBW and WISS, correct?
Yes, yeah. And wherever you get your podcasts.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5. Here are some Oshkosh questions.
This one's going to be harder
for category.
Me. Yeah, I'm not super good on Oshkosh.
That's so big for your britches now, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
What is Oshkosh's nickname? A, Oshmagosh. B, Sawdust City. C, EAA Village. Or D, Winnebago Town.
It could be all of these things. My sister actually lives in Omro. She went to Oshkosh. I'm going to go with Oshmagosh because I like how it sounds and it feels good coming out of my mouth.
It is not.
Oh!
What is it?
Do you have a...
It is Sawdust City.
I thought that was a city up in northwest Wisconsin. I really didn't think that was it either. Mm-hmm. Didn't you have a buzzer?
It suddenly disappeared.
Okay. We don't want to do it. We like to make our guests feel well.
It's mean. Well,
true.
Yeah.
This next one feels like a trick question.
What famous clothing manufacturer is Oshkosh home to? A, Levi, B, Nike, C, Oshkosh Bagosh, or D, Wrangler Jeans?
I'm going to go with C, Oshkosh Bagosh.
It is.
5 for 6, crushing it. Number 3, free one. Has she really earned a free one? I mean,
yes.
I know she's doing well.
All right. Yeah.
Conrad's.
I'm weak
nice
on Oshkosh. I need a free one.
All right. What is your favorite event that Oshkosh hosts?
Everybody loves the EAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Conrad's other. Oh, there are no. You didn't even put multiple guests under that.
No, that's just whatever she wanted.
Okay.
It's a free.
It's a free.
All right. She could have said lube capital of the world. Number four. How did Oshkosh get its name? A, famous architect by the name of Frank Oshkosh. B, explorer Webster Stanley. C, Chief Oshkosh. D, an 1890 tourist said, oh my gosh, this is so Osh. Osh was the name of his friend.
I want it to be D, but the answer is C.
Chief Oshkosh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting. It is. Mm-hmm. Where did you come up with Webster Stanley?
That is the guy who founded, or, you know, found it, okay. The explorer.
My wife's student taught at a school called Webster Stanley in Oshkosh. Okay. That's why I thought maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was named after the guy who founded Oshkosh.
But Chief Oshkosh.
No, it was Chief Oshkosh who it was named after.
Yeah. Who was a terrible teacher, I might add.
I don't know.
He's probably knew his stuff. All right. Let's try to get another one in here. What is UW Oshkosh's team name? I know this one. B, the Bagoshes.
It should be the Bagoshes.
I agree. B, Winnebago Waters. C, the Sawmills. D, the Titans.
The Titans. Remember them.
We are the Titans, the mighty, mighty Titans.
Ooh.
You did really well. We're going to save the Appleton questions for next time, I think, because
I'm reading
this,
them. I'm
this
like,
has oh. just been really emasculating.
The wealthy businessman Conrad Appleton Kerr.
We didn't even get to your documentary or the Instagram people you like, the magicians.
You're going to have me back.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible this weekend?
I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan. Oh.
All right. We're done here. Thank you. Lube or no lube. This interview is over.
His teeth don't line up.
Oh, nice, Kristen. Really? All right. We got to go. Stick around if you want. But Kristen Lyerly, ladies and gentlemen, golf clap. Great stuff. Listen to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show. We are coming right back after the news. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Put it in the ground where the welcome back. Oh, it's a Thursday Nightlight episode. I am Pete Schwaba. Great to have you with me. My weekend is starting tonight, folks, so yours probably will start tomorrow. Either way, we are in the home stretch, hanging out here. The weather's supposed to get a little better, so hopefully everyone will have a great weekend on Memorial Day. Exciting. Tate Bunker is here. He is a Milwaukee-based director who will join the show in the second hour at 7:35. We'll read some of your texts. We've got Doctors in Recital in the studio, Kim Shevchik and Paul and Chris Piat. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
We are good. We are
so
good.
So much fun.
We are so grateful to be back, and we're wearing actually our other hat tonight with On Stage for Cancer, which is conflicting, right? Because Doctors in Recital,
yeah,
like Dr. Jekyll, Doctors in Recital, and then On Stage for Cancer, Hyde.
Well, right? I thought, so this does not, that's not like the name of your, you guys need like a, just a threesome band name, you know? How about
Paul,
threesome?
Good idea.
Paul wants to call it free beer.
I think a great band name would be Free Beer because people would show up.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
But is it three beer, but you just mispronounce it free beer?
No, it's free beer.
Free, like it's free.
Because if it's not free, nobody's going to come to listen to us.
No, but there's three of us.
Oh, come on, Paul.
Three. We meant to say three beer.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people would show up if it was threesome, too.
With the wrong idea, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
show up with a bottle of, if Kristen Lyerly was here, we know what she'd bring. Okay, that's inside joke. They don't go over well on radio. Either way, whatever you guys call yourselves,
we know
or whatever your
so
side
gonna,
hustles or hobbies are, I don't want to know. I'm just glad to have you guys here.
We love being here. And we love when you let us talk about things that are important to us.
So yeah, well, we appreciate it. And we were talking about the four of us getting tattoos.
We were.
During maybe one visit, and we could do that on the air. Con, what do you think about
that?
Do you need a tattoo artist? I could do it. I've never done one before. But.
Oh, well, that you sold like that, Conrad. Idea. Great.
What better way to learn?
No.
You can start on Pete.
I would say that. I'll
by the time
first.
You get to me, it might be okay.
He'll know what he's doing. This is the popcorn pick of the week, by the way.
Yes.
Did we hear the music and I just missed it?
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week,
but
where we recommend
popcorn.
A movie that you'll either enjoy
to give me a
or
tattoo.
Won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwaba.
All right. The Doctors in Recital, Kim Shevchik, Paul and Chris Piat are here, and they are beautiful singers. We're going to talk to them a little bit about their movie preferences. So thank you for agreeing to do the popcorn pick of the week.
Yes. Absolutely.
Even though, as I understand, the Piats just found out about this a couple minutes ago.
But they love surprises.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes.
We love surprises.
We sure do.
All right. So since there are three of you, we'll do this in order. This will be very orderly. Let's start with movies, and then before we hear your beautiful voices, which I can't wait for, but what genre is typically your favorite? Let's start with Kim.
I like historical fiction.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I specifically like a little bit of drama and a little bit of love story. World War II movies, those are my favorite.
Nice. All right.
Chris? It depends on my mood. I mean, the rom-com is always nice when you just want to kind of not think. But I do like action.
You do? Did not know this about her.
Wow, you guys are supposed to be friends.
We're besties, yeah.
Wow.
We don't watch movies.
You don't watch
together,
movies together,
though.
Yeah. No.
Because neither of us are good at watching movies.
No. Doesn't sound like it.
No, we're both like multitasking during a movie. And yeah, that's it.
That's not what we picked to do.
They'll be creating a nonprofit organization while they're watching a movie.
Yes, that's actually true.
That's type A movie watching. Yeah. What about you, Paul? What's your favorite genre?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I do enjoy the psychological thriller.
Ooh, okay.
I like something that keeps you thinking about it for a day or two later.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Have you ever seen House of Games, Joe Mantegna?
No.
That's kind of a con hustle. Have you ever seen The Sting?
Oh, yes.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford?
Long time ago.
Classic.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Yep. Those are all outstanding genres. How do you guys like to watch movies? Let's start with Paul this time. Do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home? What's your tactic?
I like snuggling up on the couch at home.
Okay.
Yep. Nice. Theater's fun, but
Can you watch a movie like that? I feel like I'd fall asleep in about 2 seconds.
I can't. Yeah.
Oh, at home
all
the way.
She'll be sleeping right away.
Okay.
Well, at home because I can do things. People have frowned upon it in the theater.
Actually,
if you're
theater,
doing
you
other
fall
things.
Asleep.
So while I will multitask during a movie, I actually like going to the theater.
Yeah, me too.
I love the big screen. I like the smell of the popcorn. I always get popcorn. I always get snacks. I'm that person who's got the full lap. Oh, yeah.
It is tough because when you're at the theater, you don't look at your phone as much. Hopefully not at all. You've silenced it and that. And when my wife and I watch movies at home, one time we had one on. We have a good sized couch and we were both kind of laying there, kind of cuddled up watching a movie. And I could tell she was asleep. She's laying in front of me, so I can't see her eyes, but not a peep the whole movie. She fell asleep during the opening credits, wakes up during the closing credits, and says, "So what happened?"
Oh,
that's
man.
My favorite.
Nope.
You get to watch it again.
Exactly.
So that happened with me and my husband. We were watching Conclave. He fell asleep at the beginning. He wakes up towards the end. He goes, "What happened?" I said, "They picked a new pope."
Yeah. Oh, that's the, that's the way to go. Did you hear when they picked the new pope? All the cardinals were watching Conclave.
No way.
Swear. That was a real story.
Do you think they watched it and were like, "Oh, that's not how it happens"? Do you think they critiqued the...
Totally.
Well, apparently it was pretty close to... Are you Catholic, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. 16 years of Catholic school.
Yes.
Now, first they picked a guy who was a mechanic. So maybe they didn't know what they were doing and they went to the movie. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's keep this going. All right, favorite movie snack, Kim? We'll start here.
Well, okay, I like traditional popcorn, but I like Milk Duds.
Oh, you stole mine.
That was
Conrad
mine too.
Hates Milk Duds.
What?
Your dentist
so
loves
chewy.
That. You...
Oh, I love that you can eat it and it takes like 20 minutes to disappear.
That's the worst thing about it.
You are no longer doing my tattoo.
He hates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, you just lost that privilege.
Conrad hates chewy goodness. What about you?
Oh, that's my answer. Popcorn and Milk Duds.
No kidding. Now, my wife likes popcorn and like Bunch of Crunch or chocolate, but the Milk Duds is interesting. I don't even know what a Milk
Duds. It's chocolate and caramel.
But is it chocolate or
caramel?
Oh, yeah.
Coated in chocolate.
Look, I haven't had a Milk Dud since the 70s because I'm kind of a contemporary guy.
That's one of my earliest memories is going to see Superman in the movie theater and having Milk Duds.
Ooh, nice.
Was that your first
great
was that your first movie?
It might have been my first movie. That or Benji.
My first movie in the theater was Top Gun.
Oh.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, you're a kid, Paul.
I am.
He is a baby. He's the youngest.
No, not the one that just came out, Pete.
Yeah.
Yes, you're four. You're three. What is your favorite snack, Paul?
Well, I do like the milk dud as well, but Raisinets.
Raisinets?
Oh,
another popular one. Absolutely. Doctors in Recital, if that is your real name, are here in the studio. Kim Shefchik, Paul, and Chris Piatt. They're going to sing for us soon. We're talking about movies right now and making the popcorn pick of the week, as we do every Thursday night here at Nightlight. So where do you guys... let me ask you this. You're at a theater, and there's a bunch of young punks, John, running their traps. What do you do? You tell them to be quiet? Do you get the theater people to do it? Do you give them dirty looks?
Dirty looks.
You ignore it.
I'm a dirty looker.
I'm all over that.
Yeah. She's a middle school teacher, so she's got this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mama puts her foot down.
Like, the three of us in the theater together, Kim and I aren't even going to have to do anything. Mm-mm. We're just going to let her do the thing, and we're just going to keep watching the movie.
Okay.
It's usually just a look.
Yeah.
You can do it with a look. But if I have to go over a look, I can do that.
Here's what I do. I just say, typically, I'll just say, shh, kind of, because I feel like that's sort of not as invasive as, hey, come on. Or seriously, or this isn't your living room, or something like that. I've done that on occasion, but typically I just like to do a subtle shush, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it effective? Does it work?
Sometimes, yeah. Huh. It doesn't happen that often, but we have a theater in Marinette where sometimes kids just go there to hang out. They're like, you know what? I'd rather pay $8 and talk somewhere where there's sound and picture going on instead of in their cars or whatever. So that drives me crazy, but I don't know.
What's the last movie you saw in the theater?
Warfare. Really Warfare. Deep movie. A couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's a new movie about war, Iraq. The director is a guy who, it was his platoon in Iraq, and they came under heavy fire. And I'll watch war movies. I don't like to watch them, but this was
an
incredible. You love war
movies? I do. I really love war movies.
I think it's the explosion and the dismemberment I like, says Kim.
I would say the dismemberment is not a high point. That whole Band of Brothers, and
some of them are great movies. There's no question about that. But some of them, like, this was intense.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, these guys in this unit were like kind of concussed, and some of them were really injured. And it was so hard to watch. But you know what? You left the theater saying, you know, if you want to support troops, don't send them where they don't have to be, or only send them if they really have to. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what the director was trying to say, too. But all right. So where would you, what kind of movie? Big Marvel film? Franchise film? Like Mission Impossible 8 opens this week?
I boycotted Tom Cruise ever since the couch incident.
Oh, you need to come back around, Kim.
No, I refuse.
Conrad, have her removed. put a man on her.
Can we at least talk about how he's sold his soul to the devil somehow to look the way he looks at his age? Like, it's just ridiculous.
He is a freak.
Something wrong.
He's 82.
There's something wrong.
Well, look, the guy has all these movie stars, they have access to the best health stuff.
True.
The guy's got his quirks. I don't disagree with you, but I've said this before, I think earlier in the week, I loved him in Risky Business and All the Right Moves, and he did Taps. Then he went into the Scientology and danced on Oprah's couch. Mm-hmm. But now he has won me back over. He does not make a bad movie. He is a perfectionist. And we had a clip of him. It was a joke he played on a friend of his. He had a friend. He's a pilot, and he took this flight, and there was another guy in the front seat and a friend of his in the back seat. And the friend back in the back seat would not shut up. So Tom Cruise took the flight up really high, really fast, forcing the friend to pass out. But the best thing is him telling the story. I think it was David Letterman or something. He couldn't even catch his breath. Like, it was so diabolical. He's laughing because his friend couldn't
breathe.
And he's like, he wasn't in any danger. He kept insisting. I just think he seems like a... interesting guy.
He's an interesting
guy. Makes good.
Yes, that's fair. That's safe.
All right. So have you ever cried during a movie? Paul, let's start with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know offhand what it was?
Oh, there's been multiple.
Okay.
I mean, any good, you know, get on your desk movie.
Yeah.
At the end to save the professor or.
Oh, that's a great one.
I hope you know what I'm referring
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Braveheart.
Braveheart, okay.
Bawling my eyes out with my mom after that ended. We were just like dumbfounded. We couldn't believe what we had just watched.
Yeah, that's a great answer, but, Chris. Yeah.
I can tell you the movie, hands down, that I cried the most.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Me too.
Like literally the entire movie was The Shack.
Oh,
yeah, that
was the entire movie.
My face was swollen for the rest of the day.
Oh my gosh, it's phenomenal.
I don't
phenomenal.
Know that movie,
it's,
The Shack.
It's like a spiritual, religious type experience that this man has, and it is pretty powerful.
Okay. Yeah, well,
and God is a woman.
God is a woman. And you meet the Holy Spirit, and they're all a different ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
three
I love
and
that.
One.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's why it was so cool. It's really, really good.
Do you think it's weird when people still say he with God? Because I'm like, we don't know what. Who knows? Right. You know.
Agree.
I don't know. Not to make this weird, Kim.
That's who you need to be.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I've definitely cried at lots of movies. I'm trying to think the last one. You know, anything where there's a old person who, you know, like overcomes anything. I the old people get me. Oh, the dog movies, The Art of Racing in the Rain. That movie, I cry.
All right, we're gonna do more. We're gonna get the popcorn pick of the week when we come back. We're going to dry our eyes, and we'll come back, and we'll get each of their popcorn pick, and then they are going to sing, folks. You don't want to miss that. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me a piece of my daddy never had.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. The kid Conrad Krieger is riding shotgun as usual. Brian from Milwaukee said, not the lube again. Eye roll. Oh, Kristen Lyerly has left a lasting legacy on this show. Hey, this is fun, folks. On Stage for Cancer is here. I was referring to you guys as the doctors in a recital, which you are. For part of the year.
Yep.
But we're going to talk about this great event after we get your popcorn pick of the week. So, Conrad, if we could have a drum roll, that would be outstanding. Kim Shevchik, your popcorn pick of the week.
Well, I am a little bit of nostalgic with Forrest Gump.
Oh, nice.
It was my first date with my husband.
Oh.
And I still enjoy watching it.
Okay.
And I've been to several of the places where it was filmed.
Yeah. Do you still enjoy your husband?
Most of the time. Okay.
Whenever we have a fight, we just put in Forrest Gump. It was a nice trip down memory lane. That's a great one. What about you, Chris?
The American President.
Oh, nice. Look at this. Not a typical tearjerker, though? Or I mean, there's some emotional stuff there.
There's some emotional stuff. I don't know. I don't know why. I just
yeah.
Did you want to be president? Is that why?
I'd be so good.
Oh, why not a middle school teacher? I'm fine with that. So what about you, Paul?
Well, sticking with the tearjerker theme from before the break, a movie that I loved was I Am Sam.
Great
music, wonderful acting. I mean, it's a sad story, but it's definitely worth a watch.
None of these have been picked yet as the popcorn pick of the week, so I love all of those answers, you guys. Thank you for...
us weird.
Well, definitely that, but
unique.
Yes,
I heard unique.
That is unique. All right, On Stage for Cancer is this outstanding event you guys have. It's coming up July 31st, so it's a ways off, but people can start getting prepared, getting their tickets, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so right now you can get a reserved table of 8. So it's at Riverside Ballroom. We have we're gonna have dinner, and then we will entertain with a very amazing show that Chris is putting together, and it is essentially what a lot of people are doing other than our sponsors are reserving a table in memory or in honor of a cancer thriver. So, for example, I lost my mom to cancer in the last year. So we are having a table that will be in honor of her. And so some of our family will be at it. So that's what we're encouraging people to do. We're also going to hopefully, sell tickets and hopefully have live stream as well. We will have live stream as well. So even if we sell out the event, because you know you can only fit so many people in, we'll have live stream tickets too.
So are you going to do another backstage thing like you did for Doctors and Yourself? That was so fun.
Actually,
you were like,
we can, because the night are you Wednesday night?
Monday
too?
Through Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, the night before, we'll have rehearsal.
Awesome.
Totally in for that.
All right. Yes, that'd
be awesome.
We have to do that. That would be really fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
It's called Serenades for Supper.
Yeah.
So you get food, you get drink, you get all that kind of stuff, I assume, with a nice ticket package.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll have an auction. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction. We'll also have, in our live auction, we'll be auctioning off art, live art, that is being painted during our numbers. And then at intermission, we'll actually live auction off the art that Trisha Spice will be doing. We have a wine and liquor pull. We've got...
What is that exactly, a wine and liquor pull?
Oh.
Sounds obscene.
Where's Jackie? Jackie, where are you? You're in charge of that.
Basically, pay some money, you get some corks, and then they draw your number, and then you take the wine or the...
You pick a bottle.
It's like a raffle.
And it could be a $100 bottle, or it could be a $10 bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, what a jip. If you get the $10...
They're all going to be very, very valuable, Pete, I'm sure. And probably come with milk
I didn't mean to denigrate. Okay, you're right.
Tape to every bottle.
Individual tickets, $62.50, dinner, drinks, silent auction, live auction, singing, dancing, and so much more. What will you guys be doing? Will you be performing there?
We are.
Okay.
Kim is leading Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Oh, love it.
Paul's going to be singing James Taylor's How Sweet It Is. And Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Great tune.
Okay. Yep.
I'm excited.
I would imagine.
I heard it here first. Turf,
you got a lot of time to practice, though, Paul. That's okay.
I sent an email out if you didn't read it.
And we do have the Power Tool Horns with us, and they're incredibly talented. We've got all sorts of wonderful local musicians donating their time and talent as well.
So much fun. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6, performances to follow. So people are going to be dancing to those songs, or you have a separate DJ, or how does that work?
Yes. Yeah, so some of the numbers, there will be people in the show dancing, and then there is one number where everyone is invited to dance along.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Do you guys need me to dance? If you need me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not joking. I'm a phenomenal dancer.
I'm serious. Well, are you going to do your show that night? Probably, so you can come after your show.
What do you think, Con?
You could do your show live.
Yeah, we could take the show on the road.
Ooh, we could do that.
Fun. I
you
like
know
it.
What my nickname was growing up, Golden Feet. That's the kind of dancer I am.
Okay, we need to explore this.
Yeah, Kim is looking like he might be serious, but there's no way he is.
That
That's
is
the look.
Totally the look I was giving. Good read. Good
All right,
read.
How should we do this? Because I want you guys to do a couple tunes. Can we have them play us to the break, Con?
Yeah.
And then we'll have more time.
Yeah, we have about a minute. So.
Is there something perfect. You want to play just perfect. To get us to the news? Perfect. Intermission sure. coming up here, folks. Mm-hmm. On Stage for Cancer, Kim Shevchik, Paul, and Chris Piette are in the studio here. They're going to sing something to take us to the break, and we'll have a little more time after, and they can sing something else too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds yes.
good.
All right, whatever you want.
The fox went out on a chilly night. Prayed for the moon to give him light. For it many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, he ran till he came to the farmer's pen. The ducks and the geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the great goose by the neck. He threw the duck across his back. And he didn't mind the quack, quack. And the legs all dangling down, oh. Down, oh. Down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, quack. And the legs all dangling down, oh. The old gray woman jumped out of bed.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.